Washington, D.C. Okay, so hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. How are you guys doing today? Are you guys doing good? That's
Yeah,
pretty
we're
cool.
doing great.
No one asked you. Okay, so here we are in the MJ Pod, and as most of you guys know, actually no one knows, on Saturday there's going to be something called NFL playoffs. And this is a recommendation from, once again, my homeboys, the guy that gives us literally all of our recommendations. Shout out to him for like the sixth time. So, here we are. As we all know, I'm sorry for spoiling it, but we all know that the Washington football team is going to win the Super Bowl, and that the Chiefs and the Bills are going to get eliminated. The Chiefs are going to get eliminated in the second round, and the Bills are going to get eliminated in the first. And the Packers are going to get eliminated in the first as well. All right, guys, so that's all. All right, see you next time on the next MJ Pod. Finish recording. Okay. But seriously, though, do you have the matchups in front of you? All right. So, what's numero uno, as my friends say in Orange? All right. What did I just say? As my friends say in Spanish. Okay. All right. What's number one?
Do you want to do the AFC or the NFC first?
Let's do the least exciting conference, the NFC.
Okay.
There's some questionable matchups in the AFC. All right.
All right, we'll start off with Cleveland versus Pittsburgh. So the Browns versus the Steelers.
You idiot, I said NFC.
Oh, whoops, I'm stupid.
Oh, guys, that reminds me of something. Sure, 2020 has hit and hurt a lot of people, but the craziest thing in 2020 happened. No, 2020 was an awful year, but the 2021 is going to be worse because something even crazier than anything that happened in 2020 happened. Can you guess what it is?
We
The
don't care.
Browns made the playoffs.
Oh yeah,
The Browns making the playoffs.
bro.
Says
Who would have
who?
thought, bro?
Baker Mayfield, OBJ, who got injured like 10 weeks ago. Like, what?
Right.
The Browns?
All right, first game, we got the Buccaneers versus the Washington football team.
Okay, so this one, the Washington football team is going to win by 75 in a close game on 75-0. Next matchup.
But for real though, I got Tampa Bay winning 28-17.
I could, yeah, Tampa Bay's obviously winning. Something like that. Yeah, that's a fantastic guess, Bidadine. 34-24. 34-24 is what I think is going to happen.
Right, next game we got the Bears versus the Saints.
The Saints are winning, obviously. Oh, speaking of, the Bears made the playoffs. What's happening, guys?
Yeah, they started off 5-0, and then they lost like seven straight games, and then they won their four straight.
I feel like Roger Goodell just rigged these games just so the Browns can make it.
Facts, though. He's like, "Oh boy, Cleveland, I feel so bad that you didn't make the playoffs. I wanted to give you just
Cleveland did
one
make the
chance."
playoffs.
I know. No, that you didn't make the playoffs for like the past 18 years. So we're gonna give you a shot this year. So I'll make your schedules easy as
Wait,
possible.
Cleveland. Chicago. I just my brain just stopped working for a second. I forgot what city the
Brr. All right, anyway,
Bears
the
play.
Bears are gonna lose 31 to 10. I got a blowout win.
No way, you're kidding. Okay, so since the Saints lost to the Eagles, it is not going to be a blowout, but the Saints are still going to win. And that score, my friends, is going to be a little 26-21 action.
True, the Eagles did
Actually,
lose.
26 24.
True, the
26
Eagles.
to
Yeah. Sure, the Eagles did lose. I mean, sure, the Saints did lose to the Schmeagles.
the trash goals.
Yes. All right, next game, we got the Rams versus the Seahawks.
Oh, this is a good one. Oh, this is a great one.
Yeah. I still got Seattle coming up. God.
Gotta be close. Division rivals. Yep.
Yeah, I also think.
I don't know why you cut out for a second. But...
My tabs are getting on.
I think the score is going to be 24 to. It's going to be 27 to 24. And it's going to be like a last second drive thing. And it's going to be like a last second drive thing. And then Jared Goff's going to throw an interception.
Bruh. Yeah, I got the score. I got Seattle winning
24 to 17. Okay. Next matchup?
Yeah.
Oh, that's inappropriate. All
right, so the winner of the football team, so the Buccaneers would beat the football team.
Are we done the first round already?
Have to play the
Jeez.
Yeah. Then the Buccaneers would have to play the Packers. And
that's going
to
be a good
the
one.
Winner of the and then the Saints would have to play the
That's going
to
be a great one.
Play the Seahawks in the division.
Jeez, NFC actually has good playoffs.
Yeah. So, starting off
NFC has good playoffs.
Huh?
I mean, the wild cards is fire. Yeah. Like Seattle Rams, that's going to be nice.
Yeah, 8-8 Saints playing the 12-4
Yeah, I was about to say, when did the Saints go 8-8?
the 8-8 Bears played.
You know who barely missed out on the playoffs?
Good game. Like, not at all.
No, the Jets and the Jaguars.
I know.
They deserve to make it. All right, let's go to AFC round, and then we'll do NFC second round, and then we'll do AFC second round, and then we'll do NFC third round, and then we'll do. AFC third round, and then we'll do the Super Bowl. Did you just fart out of your mouth? Oh. All right. AFC. 2 seed versus the 6 seed. Or the 4 seed, my bad.
We got...
Cleveland!
Well, we got
Cleveland... This is for you!
...playing... We got Cleveland playing the Steelers. And I might have.
It's gonna be Browns. Sure. You know, I don't really think it's a hot take. I actually think that's like a great. That's good. That's fantastic. That's beautiful. Keep it up, man. Oh my god, yeah.
They're trash.
Corvette.
They're. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's someone's name that rhymes with Gugu Mifsudster. He also plays Fortnite a lot. All right.
Yeah.
I do think that the Steelers will still win, but this one's going to be close. All these games are going to be close, except the Washington-Tampa Bay one. But I do think that it would be like 18-24. 17-38.
I got the Browns beating the Steelers.
Close one. Corvette.
Mm-hmm.
Hop in the pooping jet like that.
All right, next game we got the.
Oh, that's a great game though.
Easy Bills win right there.
Oh yeah, Bills are gonna destroy.
Yeah, it is, but Bills are still gonna pull it out. Oh yeah, I'm still trying to get over the fact that the Bills
went
13-3.
They went 14 and I mean they went like 12-4 last year. Still.
They went 11-5.
Yeah, like I feel like Bills Mafia.
No wait, they went 10-6. They went
still. Oh, that's a great record.
10-6.
Like I think that the Bills Mafia has always been underrated.
Yeah. Like I thought they were like 12-4. I thought they were like 11-5 getting into the playoffs, and then I looked.
Which is like the second best record in the league right now.
I'm trying to comprehend. Exactly. Which, besides the Chiefs, which
and they're 14-2, and one of them was just an easy, just like let the Chargers win. Oh, I love Justin Herbert. I love him so much. All right, next matchup. Yeah. Oh, wait, no, I forgot. Wait, why do you love him? I love him more. He's mine. No, I completely mean it. Call me weird all you want. I love Justin Herbert so much.
Hey. Oh.
Bruh.
Alright, I got the Bills winning.
I think it's going to be 25-18. Less close, but still a good game.
Alright, next we got...
This is another crazy one. Do you know the Bills are... I mean, not the Bills. The Bills. Did you know the Ravens are favored in this game? Yeah, they're favored.
They are?
Like, with, like, FanDuel stuff, I mean, I don't help my dad bet. Imagine. But I'm pretty sure it's, like, Ravens -3 or something. Which means it's an even matchup. But still, why are the Ravens favored?
I have no clue.
Yeah, of course you do! This is obvious!
Yeah. Derrick Henry's gonna put up like 500 rushing yards in one game. The only problem with it is that he won't have a lead weapon in Earl Thomas.
Yeah.
Man, can the Ravens sign Earl Thomas before the game? It would be a great
get him off the Seahawks.
He would help Derrick Henry.
He's not on any team.
Agency, my man.
I mean, it's been a while since he got dropped. I don't know. And didn't he punch, like, Chuck Clark or something?
We don't got him.
He just kind of, like, sure, he punched someone. Like, come on, just,
bad boy.
Whatever. He punched someone.
We don't gotta talk about how he got targeted by somebody with the...
What do you mean?
You know what is
wrong. I'm sorry for laughing. Alright, okay.
I got the Titans winning 31.
That's not a blowout, but I think Titans are going to win 31. I like that. 31-27. Actually, no, that's way too close. 31-24.
Yeah, and you gotta bring
him. Oh, yeah, I forgot he sucks. I mean, he's always sucked.
In the
playoffs. Except when he poops mid-game, then he's the best player ever.
Right. Oh, yeah, he should definitely try that again. That way he'll win the game. Alright. Next, we got...
We're done the AFC wildcard again? Like, oh my god. Alright. Buccaneers, Seattle, you said?
Bored in front of you. Huh? No.
I'm not paying attention.
Packers.
The Packers are gonna win, obviously, because another person I love so much, Devontae Adams. I just love him. No. Oh. Don't pause. Resume. Resume. I love Devontae Adams.
No, not pause. Resume.
No, the Packers will go away with this with MVP Rodgers. Yeah, that's right, I said it. MVP Rodgers and Devontae Adams. And
we don't gotta talk about in the beginning of the season how you thought Rodgers was a bust.
Me?
He's trash.
I'd never say that.
Yes, you.
Yeah, I'd never say that.
Never.
I do agree though with myself. Yeah, he is pretty old. Okay. It was a joke. Please don't fight me, senor. Okay. What are you doing? Okay. So Green Bay is winning this one. This is playoff football, so it's going to be 33-27. Actually, no, it's going to be higher than that. It's going to be like 36-27.
I got Green Bay winning 34-29.
How is it possible to get 29 points in an NFL game? Oh, it's very possible. Actually, not really. What are you singing? You need to get 3 touchdowns, miss 1 kick, and then make 3 field goals. Yeah, that's how you get 29 points. There you go.
Something like that. And next matchup, we got the Saints versus the Seahawks.
You know, can I just say something? With how great the depth looks, not depth, just how great the roster looks on defense, it's a shame to see, like, how bad they really were. Like, they had Jadeveon Clowney, they have Bobby Wagner, they have Blitz Boy, they have just such a good defense. But their defense is just so bad.
I know. Towards the beginning of the season, their defense scared me. I don't want to play Seattle
like we had to. And almost won. And if we had Jalen Hurts, we would have won.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Oh, my God. You know what I meant? Okay. I do see...
Seattle winning this.
Yeah, Seattle's going to score, like... 26.
Call me crazy, but I think the score is going to be 31-30.
I'm going to say 38 and 33.
Yeah, I agree with a very high-scoring game. Both defenses were overrated. Actually, no, same defense is underrated. But, like...
yeah, because they have, like... they have our boy Malcolm Jenkins. They have Cameron Jordan.
Yeah. I mean, Saints defense kind of has been choking towards the end of the season. Like, how do you allow 24?
Yeah, and how do you lose to the Eagles? Jalen Hurts. Alright, is that the NFC Championship?
There's the
AFC Divisional. So we say Seattle, it's going to be, Oh, that's going to be a great game. Because I feel like all of our predictions are right. Because we haven't disagreed. Actually, yeah, we have Brown Steelers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see here. We got the... Well, for me, I got the...
I got Steelers Bills.
Yeah.
And...
For me, if it was the Browns versus Bills, I would take the Bills over the Browns here. I would take them 20.
You know what I think with Steelers, Bills? Bills already beat the Steelers, so they're going to get revenge and only lose by 3. So it's going to be...
At least not by 11.
It's going to be not as high scoring, 25-28.
Yeah, both scenarios.
Yeah, Bills Mafia doesn't really tend to score a lot. They kind of have good defense.
Well, against average or good defenses, their offense doesn't do too well. But when they play horrendous defenses, unlike the Eagles...
Don't you mean the Schmeagles?
They take advantage of it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry for correcting you. All right, next matchup. Chiefs. Did we do Chiefs last time?
And Titans. Yes, and we said
what about the divisional? Like, I'm dumb.
Yeah, the Chiefs versus Titans. There's no
win.
Because
remember, we said that Green Bay would have to play like.
Green Bay.
I know, but like they had a first round. I'm tripping today. I don't know.
Yeah, Green Bay did have a first.
I know. All right. Tampa Bay, who? What?
No, worst on the AFC. It's the.
Oh, again. Rematch. Titans still gonna lose, but.
Yeah. Yeah, I know they're still gonna lose, but the Chiefs.
I think that it's gonna be.
Not like when they lose. Not like when they lose.
The Raiders. I think it's gonna be not as high scoring, 28-21.
I got a high scoring game, not too high.
Wait, no, I changed my mind. I changed my mind.
30-24.
17-27.
I got 30-24.
Sheesh! NFC Championship.
Whoa, calm down, Jamal. Don't pull out the nine.
Whoa, come on. Yeah, calm down, Blitz Boy. Don't pull out the nine.
Yeah, Blitz is a boys.
Oh, now NFC Championship time, right, baby.
We got the Seahawks versus Green Bay.
Because this is going to happen, this is going to be such a great game and I can't wait for it. And it's going to be so good. But Green Bay is most definitely going to win. And the score will be 26-33.
Ooh. For me, I got it coming down to
a game
winner. I got
kind of like Packers, the Rams.
I got
Saints.
The Packers.
Jalen Ramsey, the world's best actor.
That was the Cowboys Saints.
Bro!
Not Cowboys Saints, Cowboys Rams. I'm dumb. In week one, and Jalen Ramsey is playing an actor. That's why he won the Oscar that game. Yeah. Yeah, I got the Packers winning this one. 28-20.
All right, so Bills Chiefs. That's gonna be a good game too.
Yeah, very good game. But I still got the Chiefs making the
Super Bowl. Yeah, sorry guys. Unless something extraordinary happens, Super Bowl 55 is gonna be great. Like, Green Bay Chiefs would be a great Super Bowl.
The only reason why it would be a great Super Bowl because they both have trash defenses, so the score is going to be like
98. I mean, Green Bay defense isn't that bad. It still sucks, but it's not that bad.
Yeah.
I see the Chiefs beating the Bills. Not that high scoring, 24-27. But they win.
I got the Chiefs winning 29-20.
How do you score 29 points in an NFL game?
I'm pretty sure we already played that.
I'm just so weird today. Oh my god, do you want to be happy? Tomorrow's Thursday.
What?
That makes this week go by so fast so that we don't have school on the weekends because that's just common sense.
What do you mean? We're grown up.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, guys. I forgot. I work at McDonald's and he works, he is the assistant of Jeff Bezos. Okay.
Yeah. By Bezos Road in San Fran.
Yeah. Bezos Road in San Fran. That's where we live, guys. 325 Bezos Road. Come visit us.
Mhm. All right. So for the Super Bowl, we got the Green Bay.
Boing, 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 boing.
Versus the Kansas City.
You know, it really pains me to say this. It really, really, really pains me to say this, but the Chiefs are winning.
But yeah, they're gonna win back to back.
I want the Packers to win though. But it's just not going to happen.
Yeah, I know. The Chiefs are too overpowered.
They're like the Warriors. I almost had a lamp fall on my head.
It's like having all the cheesiest of the cheese players in Madden.
Because they do!
Madden Ultimate Team and then going playing people.
Because they do.
Yeah, the Chiefs are going to win like 5 straight Super Bowls.
As long as nothing happened to the big three.
They're going
to
be like a...
Also, they have a good rookie running back who's only going to get better.
Exactly.
But keep in mind, a rookie contract.
No, what do you mean, rookies?
Oh yeah, no. If you're bad as a rookie, you're just gonna stay that way your whole career. So, because like you know, we all know Patrick Mahomes started off as like an MVP candidate, right?
Well, in his first full season, because in his rookie year he was a backup, and then in his second year, but he got to start the whole season, he won MVP.
No, he wasn't MVP in 18.
Yeah. Yeah, he was. 1819, he won MVP. And in 1920, he won Super Bowl MVP.
No, yeah. That can't be right, because that means someone had to win 2020 MVP. No, there's no way Patrick Mahomes won three MVPs in a row. Lamar Jackson won that 2019, MVP, and I'm an idiot. Lamar. I'm so dumb.
Yeah. All right, I think the score for the Super Bowl is going to be 35-30.
I like that. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah. All right, guys, that's a wrap for our episode.
I'm tired, and I'm kind of delusional today.
Yeah.
Oh, guess what? Yeah. Before we end the MJ pod, guess what?